Well, Taylor, you're coming up to your final two Western Hockey League games, and what goes through your mind as you think about that?
It's kind of a sad feeling. Also, I think proud of everything that's gone on. I think I've had a good career, and especially finishing it off with such a good season. And I think going into the last two games, it's exciting, sad, nervous, a lot of things just kind of coming together. But I think just wanting to finish it off on the best note possible, and hopefully get a couple wins, maybe a few points, and just finish it off on a really good note.
When you know that it's going to be your last game in this building on Friday, as opposed to, say, when it's the playoffs and you don't necessarily know when you're going to be eliminated, does it give you a lot more time to sort of reflect beforehand?
I think so, yeah. I think if anything, it's a little more emotional because in playoffs you're kind of running around. You may win, lose game six, game seven. You don't know what's happening there. But with us not making the playoffs, you kind of know more or less when you're going to be done. And so going into the last week or two here, I've been feeling a little more. I think just knowing that it's going to be over. Those are going to be my last two. And I think at the same time I can kind of prepare myself for it. Just really want to make sure, like I said, that it's going to be a good finish. And with it being the last two, knowing it's going to be the last two, I think I can just emotionally prepare myself to have two last good games and finish on a high note.
I know your dad just sent out this week a picture of you in front of a Christmas tree with a Swift Current Broncos jersey on, and that's sort of one of the stories that often gets told about you. And when you look back at things and the fact that, you know, your dad was a Bronco, that you have family from Swift Current, that your grandmother lives here, and you ended up being the captain of this team, and you're wearing that jersey when you're a little kid in front of a tree, does it all seem like it was kind of poetic in your hockey career in the Western Hockey League?
Yeah, really, if you look at it, for me it's kind of surreal the way it worked out with my dad being a Bronco, and back when he was younger and playing for the Broncos, I don't think he would have ever thought that he's gonna have a kid that plays for the Broncos as well. And then as a little guy, I've said this before, but having my birthday party every year was going to the Saddle Dome, taking all my friends in kind of that October November game that the Broncos would always come to town, and we'd get a box, and it would just be such a fun time going there with all my friends, and we'd all be cheering for Swift. And looking back on those memories, it seems kind of just crazy. I don't think at that point would it have ever crossed my mind, but that I would be playing on that team and playing in the Saddle Dome and wearing a Swift Current Broncos jersey, and then let alone to be named captain and kind of finish off my career the way it's gone is just full circle on going from being a fan when I was little and just wearing those sweaters and wearing those jerseys when I was a little kid. And it's just amazing how it's worked out, and I'm very proud to have been part of the organization.
What went through your mind when you were drafted by the Broncos, when you found out about that?
Well, I actually remember it quite vividly. It was in grade 9, it was a school day, and I had another guy on the hockey team that went to my school, and we were checking updates all through the day, seeing what was going on, who was getting drafted, and I really wasn't sure where I'd end up, and I was really hoping that Swift was going to be one of the teams that was looking at me. And I remember when I looked at the website and they were doing the updates, I checked it, and it was during the lunch period, and I saw that it was Red Deer that had drafted me, and I was like, oh geez, what's that? And then I looked over and it had actually been a traded pick, and I kind of had that feeling of relief and was pretty excited to be going to the city where I knew and had grown up in, and it was kind of the home away from home. If I wasn't playing in Calgary, then it's kind of a special place to end up.
Talk about the decision to come to the Western League, because I know there was a lot of interest in you at the NCAA level. You've always been a very good student, and certainly your game would flourish there just as well as it did here. So how did that decision-making process go for you?
There was lots of talks about that too, and definitely some interest, and I think if I went junior A, I I'm sure I would have got some good interest with some good schools. But looking back, some people ask me, would you change your decision or go NCAA if you had the chance to go back? And I've said this to a lot of people, is there's no way I'd change anything that I did. I loved all my time in Swift, and the way I looked at it is, if I could be playing in the dub in the highest level possible, then I wanted to be doing that. And I've played against some amazing players, played with some great players as well, and it's been a great experience playing against some really top-end players. And at the same time, looking back, I don't think I would go back and change anything. It's been awesome.
Talk about your first experience as a player with the Broncos.
That was in Calgary. My first game was in the Saddle Dome, and one of those games where it just kind of hopped up on us. They had some injuries. I was playing with the Calgary Royals at the time, and there had been talks about signing. They wanted me to sign when I was 15 and 16, and we just weren't prepared to do that yet, with the NCAA still being an option at that point. And it just kind of materialized and felt right when the time came. And I remember sitting in my dad's office talking to Dean Chenoweth and just feeling really comfortable with what was happening and where my career would be going if I was going to sign in Swift. So signed the contract, and within a day or two I was playing in that game, and it was a huge step and a huge jump, but it was exciting. Had lots of friends and family there, and to go from my first game till now, it seems like yesterday really. I can remember it clearly as well, and definitely some good memories from that game as well.
Do you remember what was going through your mind when you stepped onto the ice in a building where you'd been as a fan so many times, but this time as a player?
Just a lot of emotions running through my mind at that point, because you're going kind of full circle from being a fan, watching the Broncos in the Saddle Dome, watching the Flames especially, big Flames fan all my life, and to watch kind of my heroes growing up playing in that rink is pretty special, and then to step on that ice playing in a WHL jersey, and especially when I first showed up, seeing 19 in my stall was a pretty amazing feeling as well, because growing up 14 had always been my number, and I was hoping to stick with that, and then I showed up and with the history that 19 has in this organization too, to wear that and wear that proudly was a good feeling as well, and so to put that over my head and wear that jersey in that first game was just really exciting, and actually it was their 10th win in a row, so there was a great feeling in the room and felt pretty good to be part of that.
Now you have a special opportunity, even though you're a player from out of town, you have your grandmother here at every game, and what has that meant to you to have that fan support from her and to look over there every game and know that she's going to be there?
She's just been an amazing support, and I'll definitely miss having her around, but she's been awesome over the years, and that's been a huge thing for both of us. I think to have that support, and even for her as well to have me around, has been great too. It's been awesome for both of us, and it's really just developed our relationship too. I think if I was ever feeling down or just wanted to go over and talk to someone, she was always there, and I think some of the best times is I'd go over there for lunch and just have a lay down on the couch, and I'd have a nap before practice, and just I think being around her and me having that opportunity was just really lucky, and I don't think many people can say that they've had that fortunate kind of lucky bounce in their life where I can just have a great relationship with my grandma in a situation like this.
Talk about what your rookie season was like.
My rookie season, definitely some ups and downs. Going in, I just was hoping to solidify a spot, and we had drafted a Euro actually that was a big guy and a big presence, and I remember going into the season that it was going to be tough to even try and get in the lineup, and then right off the bat I think I made a name for myself and was playing pretty solid minutes right off the bat, and then I was going through some ups and downs, not feeling great, and that's when I found out I was diagnosed with diabetes, and that was a real hard time. Missed 5 games from that, and at the end of the season I was playing well, but I was kind of running on fumes and wasn't feeling the best probably that I could have, but once we had got it under control I could at least play to the best of my ability at that point, and that was a really fun year. A lot of learning and a lot of growing as well, and it's a different experience going into the WHL, being a rookie and kind of learning the ins and outs of the league, and playing against, like I've said before, some of the best players in the league. Remembering playing against Eberle and guys like that are top end players in the NHL now, and those are fun times looking back, knowing that you're playing against guys like that, and just that year, getting to know guys that are going to be friends for the rest of my life, and that season definitely taught me a lot moving forward.
Well, when you were first diagnosed with diabetes, I know, I've read it a number of times, we've talked about it before, but you got calls from Bobby Clark and I believe from Boynton as well. And what did those conversations mean to you in keeping you positive about where things could still go for you?
Well, at that point, there was a lot of unknown for me, because I was going into a disease that I really had no clue about. You hear about it. I knew that Bobby Clark had it and had battled through it through his whole career. And back when he was playing, the technology was not as good, even close to as good as it is now. And he had amazing mental toughness to battle through that. And just to hear that on his end was amazing to help me kind of get through it, because I just didn't know much about it. And when he just reassured me that with the technology they have these days and just diligent care and really knowing what your body is doing, then you can sure play hockey and play well at the same time. And Nick Boynton really actually helped me. He was really influential in getting me onto the insulin pump, and that's been a huge step in my health and feeling good with hockey and without hockey, away from the rink. Just being able to manage my diabetes is so much better with that, and he was a huge step in being able to make that decision. And so I'm truly grateful for having those guys take the time out of their schedules. I know they're right up there in the NHL, and they got lots to deal with, and they're dealing with diabetes at the same time, and for them to take time out of their schedule, I really appreciated that, and I think for me, I like to be able to give back to little kids and do the same as much as I can.
Well, I know that's certainly happened for you. I saw you a couple of times with young students that came to the game, and you spent time with them after the game. How important has it been for you, after they did that for you, to in turn be an ambassador here in Swift Current?
It's huge for me. It's really a great feeling when I can give back like that, because I know what I felt like when I was first diagnosed, and even after some time, it's not going to be perfect, and you still need some encouragement. So even kids that have had it for years, just to have someone that's going to tell them it's going to be all right and you can push through it. And even I think the big thing with diabetes is just talking it out and finding ways to treat your disease better, and everyone's going to be different, but there's different tricks you can use. And I think talking with those little kids, they have little things that you can even can help me, and I think I'm able to help them out with little things too and just give them some encouragement. So I think for that overall just conversation about diabetes, we can just converse, and it's gonna better everyone's management of it, and I'm just really grateful that I can give back as well.
Well, you talked to me in the preseason this year about feeling better than you ever had physically throughout the summer and coming into the season, and how even in the two seasons after you were first diagnosed and were getting a handle on it, it was really hard because your energy levels were never consistent. And you would see that in your play. You'd have a couple of great weeks where you're putting up a ton of points, and then a couple of weeks where you don't seem like your energy was quite the same. How were you able to get that all under control to the point where this year you've been the most consistent player on the team, probably?
Yeah, those were really tough times. Those were frustrating times for myself as well, because I knew that I was a way better player than what I was showing, and it wasn't for lack of effort. I was doing everything that I could to feel the best I could and play the best I could, and it was just a real mentally draining time, and especially that 18-year-old year, that was not the season that I wanted at all, and there was a lot of struggles I was facing, and a lot of people say that the first year and a half to 2 years is really the hardest time to get a handle on it, and there was times where it didn't matter what I did, I was up and down and just couldn't feel the way that I knew I could, and it was frustrating because there were times that I did feel good and played good, but there just were those lags and in time where I just couldn't find my stride and couldn't find my mental focus to really, I just didn't have the mental energy to play hockey how I knew I could. And then my 19-year-old year, it got better. It just came with time, more management, and I think a little better training, being able to deal with it, because I think even between my 17 and 18-year-old year, there was lots of ups and downs of going high, going low, where I just couldn't work out the way I wanted to. And even going into this year, it's even better from the year before, where my highs aren't as high, my lows aren't as low, and I can manage it right in between where I need to. And I think those times where I wasn't feeling good are nowhere near nowadays that they were when I was 18 and 19. So I think even coming in my next few years of hockey, I think it can even get better and better. And with my pump and with the support I have, I think that's a goal that I have, is just to be able to feel and play as consistent as I can, and just know that there are going to be times when I'm not feeling great, but at the same time, I know I can feel good and keep that going.
Well, how much did this season mean to you in that respect? Because you said it was frustrating for you because everyone saw your skill, everyone saw your talent, and you were never able to put together the full season you really wanted to. And then here you were handed the ball, go be the top line center, go be the first line power play guy, first line penalty kill guy, and you've been top 20 in the league all year. You've been playing a ton of ice and putting up points regularly. No real highs or lows, been very consistent all year. So what has having a season like this meant for you?
Yeah, I think for me it proves that I can really play how I know I can, and proves to a lot of people that during those tough years that this is how I really can play. And it definitely put me a step behind and probably a year behind with that rough year I had. And that's not saying that that it was easy to get through. It's been really tough, and it's not like I'm complaining. That's just the honest truth, and I've had to face that and deal with that, and I think I've taken that head on, and I think just to prove to myself that I really can play at this level and prove myself as an offensive guy, a leader, offensively, defensively, just on the team in general, I think it really just shows that I could battle through a lot of adversity and come out on top.
What did it mean to you to be named captain, and how have things changed for you since you've worn the C? Have you taken that responsibility on in the dressing room? Do you feel like you've been a different player as a result of that?
I think part of being a leader is whether you're wearing a C or an A, you're just going to do the things that you do well no matter what. And whether I was wearing the C or not, I was going to be given 110% as much as I could. And once I did get the C, there were some times where you think you need to change what you're doing and do more. And then I just realized that the reason I got the C was I was just working hard and playing how I could play and be a good guy in the room, and I didn't have to change that to be a leader. And when I was named captain, I was very proud and honored, but I did know that it comes with a little bit added pressure and a responsibility, but at the same time, it was exciting, and I knew it was a good challenge, and I've just been really proud and honored to just wear that C and be a Bronco as well.
What's next for you playing-wise? I know just in talking to you, talking to your father, that there are certainly different options in front of you, and what direction would you like to go?
Well, I definitely like to see what pro is about. I know there's some players that I feel I'm as good as that are playing in the American Hockey League or Europe or other things like that, and just see where I shape up against the guys that are going to the NHL. To play in the American Hockey League would be hopefully the next step, and see where that takes me and try that out for a bit. But if the pro doesn't work out and it's not the right contract or not the right situation, then I've got some good options with school, and I want to make my last push for pro and see where that takes me. But if that doesn't happen, then then I know that schooling is a great option, and we got a really good system with the WHL, so I can utilize that either way. So whether I'm going pro or going to school, I know I'm going to be in a good spot.
We've seen your design work on jerseys, on other things like that. If you do go to school, is that going to be what your focus is in getting into that kind of stuff?
Eventually, yeah. For now, I think I'd want to go into business, just be able to figure out the business world. I don't know a whole lot about that right now. I think just right now I'm starting out with business, just to kind of get that basis, and if graphic design doesn't end up being what I want it to be, then I can fall back on that business and that business degree and see where that takes me. But for now, graphic design is something that I really love to do and have a passion for, and I think I can really take it somewhere, and we'll see where that goes. But for now, it's a really fun and awesome hobby, and if I don't go into it as a business, then it's going to stay as a fun piece of my life no matter what. But that would be my goal for sure.
Lastly then, just your thoughts on Swift Current. You've spent a lot of your young life here, and what are your thoughts when you think of the city?
Just a great community. It's a small town that really respects their players, and I've been treated like gold here, and I really have just enjoyed my time, and want to thank all the fans and the organization and everyone involved that have just made my experience such a great time. Just it's going to be a sad time to finish it off, but it's just because I'm playing my last games doesn't mean my time with Swift Current is over. I'll be back in the summer. I've made some great friends here with teammates and billets and everything like that. So my time with Swift isn't over, but I'm just excited to be a part of the organization, and it's been nothing but a good time for me.
Well, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.